over there. Go over there. Okay, it's just the two of you. Come here, Johnny. Okay, Andrew, come back. Okay, you guys stand right here. All right, now, do you know what to say? Baby Jesus. It's loud. Say it.
Baby Jesus, who came long ago, God sent him from heaven who loved to show.
Okay. Okay, now you can go back. Andrew and Ashley. Hey, come over here a little bit more.
Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus, oh, so small. Came from heaven for a soul.
Okay, come on, go down. Okay.
Dear baby Jesus.
Dear baby Jesus.
In a manger.
In a manger.
There he lay.
In a manger.
In a manger.
In a manger. There he lay.
Fast asleep on the hay.
Say it one more time.
Fast asleep on the hay.
Okay, go. Okay. All right, now everybody move down. Come down. This way. No, this way. You go on this side. You go down here. Just go down right there. And then you can come down. Move down in front of Johnny. No, over here.
Yes, this is a cake.
What are you singing?
Baby Jesus, so small.
Nope, we're singing Happy Birthday.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Adele, come over here. Stand up here. Stand up here. Okay. Adele, come over here.
Shepherds heard from the angel bright.
Say it again.
Shepherds heard an angel bright.
Here, right down here. I'm gonna, okay, move back. There's Mama over there. Okay, that Christ was born that holy night.
That Christ was born that holy night.
Very good. Now you can go up there. Now Ethan and Asher.
Came to Bethlehem.
Okay, good. Okay. Johnny? Okay, you can go back up. To see the Christ child in the state. stable dim.
To see the Christ child in the stable dim.
Very good. Okay. Everybody stand up.
I know how to keep Christmas each hour of every day by being kind and helpful and watching what I say.
By spreading cheer to everyone I meet along the way. Yes, then I keep my Christmas in my heart every day.
The star proclaimed our Savior's birth. The word has spread around the earth.
His star can light the whole wide world, however dark the night, whenever trusting hearts believe and look to him for light.
Do you know when Christmas started? Well, it did begin when the Lord looked down in pity in this world so dark with sin.
When he gave his own son Jesus, when he gave his own son Jesus, through his mercy and his love, sent him to become our Savior down to earth from heaven above.
Oh, ringy the bells of Christmas, the blessed story tell.
Okay, let's say it together, okay?
In brightly lighted city, in starlit hill and dell. O ringing bells, the message
that Christ is born today,
and all who seek may find him,
the life, the truth, the way.
Number 8, way over here. 8. Are you number 7? Evelyn?
I'm 5.
Go down further. Go down further. Hold your bells right. Okay, right here.
Jingle Bell.
Would you see the Christmas star lighting in your skies? Would you see a lighted path clear before your eyes? Open this beloved book and let its pages bring rays of light like Bethlehem star leading to the King. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. With thee is the fountain of light, and in thy light shall we see light. Psalms 36:9.
Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Psalms 97:11. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Psalms 4:18.
Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8:12.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105.
Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:8.
That we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Among ye who shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, knowing that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2:15-16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1:4-5.
That same man came to bear witness. The same man came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe that he was the light. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1:7-9.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Excuse me. And cometh down, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light. With whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. Let your light shine. Matthew 5:14. Search the scriptures and find therein a light that never dies. Like the light of the star from long ago, shining in the eastern skies. Open wide the holy word and let its pages bring rays of starlight from above, leading to the King.
Now we're going to do the cantata and play, Sing a Song of Christmas. So I need the Modern Family to come up. And then I need the choir to come up. Everybody in the choir. Go over there. I need another mic that's longer.
You don't need to touch it.
Are you ready?
Sing a song of Christmas, sing a song of thanksgiving, sing a song of Christmas, you and Jesus. Bethlehem must have been a sight to see on the night Jesus was born. This little town was running over with people because Caesar had ordered everyone to be sent to their own hometowns to be counted.
If you think the malls are crowded, well, let's just say the shopping rush is nothing compared to what happens when Caesar orders a census.
You're right. When Bethlehem was certainly crowded with travelers, and in all the crowds and noise, most people would miss the greatest miracle of all, the birth of Jesus, God's son.
Like so many other, Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem to be counted. But they weren't just ordinary travelers. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Joseph is praising the Father above, who gave up his son in this gift of love.
Bethlehem may have been overcrowded with people. Not everyone was caught up in the crowd and noise of the census.
There were some poor shepherds out in the field with their sheep. If there were anyone who needed to hear the good news, it was these guys.
Good news? Hey, my dad just got some good news. He saved money on his car insurance.
Well, this good news was delivered by God's angel, and it was for everyone, everywhere.
And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am here to announce a great event that is meant for everybody, worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger."
Then an angelic choir filled the heavens and sang praises to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Dei, Gloria in excelsis Dei.
Amazing to be in Bethlehem when all this was happening, to smell the fresh cut hay in the manger,
to hear the angels' good news on the hillside,
to see the precious gifts the wise men brought,
to feel baby Jesus' little hand around my finger.
But the truly amazing thing is that we get to experience Jesus right here, right now. His birth is just as real to us today as it was to the shepherds and the wise men.
And like those first Christmas visitors, we've got to keep telling everybody about the birth of God's Son.
Travel so far, fields and fountains, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born us now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
The shepherds were not the only ones who got a heavenly invitation to worship baby Jesus. Wise men from the east saw a new star in the sky that signaled the birth of a great king. Guided by that star, they began the long journey to find and worship baby Jesus.
Hey, I guess you could say the wise men's camels came equipped with the odd star guidance package.
Well, asking a computer for directions may be quicker, but it's definitely not as spectacular as following a real star. The Bible says, the star went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. The wise men were overjoyed. They bowed and worshipped him.
They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Like those first Christmas visitors, we've just got to keep telling everyone about the birth of God's Son. Songs of the Christmas story. Does Christmas smell, sound, and look the same to you?
I'm definitely adding fresh cut hay to my favorite Christmas smells.
I'd say that Christmas looks, smells, and sounds like love. God gave his son as the ultimate gift of love. Everything about Christmas is wrapped up in love.
Okay, that's my plan.
Jesus has come from heaven. H, the holy I am. R, rejoice with the mighty angels. I, an infant, both God and man. O, love letters of Christmas telling me God loves every boy and girl. Love letters of Christmas telling me God's a love the world. As a star moving through the heavens, T, great tidings of joy. I'm the manger that Jesus slept in. A, an angel who watched the baby boy. Love letters of Christmas telling me God loves every boy and girl. Love letters of Christmas telling me God so loved the world. S, a Savior is sent from heaven. S, a shepherd is he. S, the Son of the living God brings salvation. Salvation. Long letters of Christmas telling me God loves every boy and girl. Christmas telling me God so loved the world.
Christmas is all about love. God's love for us, our love for Him, and our love for others. It's all possible because of Jesus.
That's why we celebrate.
That's why we sing.
Sing a song of Christmas, sing a song of the King. Sing a song of Christmas and the joy Jesus brings. Sing a song of Christmas, sing a peace on the earth. Sing a song of Christmas, come celebrate His birth. Raise your voices in praise to Him. Honor the baby of Bethlehem. Sing a song of Christmas, sing a song of the King. Sing a song of Christmas and the joy Jesus brings. Sing a song of Christmas, sing a feast on the earth. Sing a song of Christmas, come celebrate His birth. Raise your voice, O God's only Son, Holy Messiah, the Chosen One. Sing, sing of the joy that Jesus brings. Sing, sing of the joy. Sing a song of the King. Sing a song of Christmas and the joy Jesus brings. Sing a song of Christmas, sing a peace of the earth. Sing a song of Christmas, come celebrate His birth. Sing a song of Christmas, sing a song of Christmas. Sing a song of Christmas. Sing a song of Christmas.
Well, I'd like, before Sharon runs off, to call Sharon up here. We have some flowers and a gift card for you and appreciate all the work that you do. And since you were gone, we also have, want to recognize Anna. You can come up. And Sue. And I didn't know George was involved. My apologies, George. I didn't get that. But you can come up, too, if you want. Where is he? He's up there. So we just have a little thank you gift cards for you guys, too, because we know you worked hard while Sharon was gone. I'll have to get you something, George. Actually, you're supposed to come bearing gifts for me. But well, let's give them a hand and say thank you so much by doing that. I always love to watch the children. It's always such a highlight. They make it so enjoyable. So thank you, guys. And James Stoffer, are you still coming up? Yes, okay. What should I announce? Candy for the kids. There are there's food and down in the multipurpose room, so please stay and spend some time fellowshipping together tonight. That'll be a wonderful thing for us to be able to do. And James has an announcement here. Josh is going to lead us in a congregational song, too, in a moment.
So every Christmas we take an offering for Pastor, and he's asked that this offering go towards purchasing fire Bibles, and there's a video to watch so you can see what they all are about.
Yeah, so let me just explain. Fire Bibles are, maybe you've heard of the Full Life Study Bible, Life in the Spirit Bible. There are some pastors in some parts of the world, this Bible is their only library. And so it's a global initiative. A missionary by the name of Donald Stamp, an Assembly of God missionary, wrote the notes for this Bible. And so I can't think of a better way to actually to celebrate Christmas than give the Word of God to people, because the Word became flesh. That's what it's all about. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And if you're interested, I like these kind of things. I like to know how much does one of these Bibles cost, so I can give. Maybe I want to give two or three Bibles or whatever. I couldn't find it this year, but I know a couple years ago I looked, and it was $8 per Bible. Unfortunately, you can't buy them in the States for that, but for $8 you can send a Bible to another part of the world where they desperately need God's Word. So here's just a little video on it so you can understand a little bit more.
Answers that problem. I kind of went and saw the Bible, and
in my father in my heart. Soon, fine Bible will be published, and they will be able to read their Bibles with understanding and use it for the kingdom's sake.
I really want our church people to understand Bible well. Church people will read Bible at home. All life study will help them a lot.
You are fire Bible. Without you, none of this is possible. The fire Bible, bringing the fire of God's word to the human heart.
You've all been sitting a while. Why don't you stand with me? Let's sing the first and third verses of Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round Virgin Mother and Child, Holy Infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
To get a hold of study Bibles, but very few are written with a Pentecostal charismatic point of view. So thank you so much for that. Well, let's pray and we can go have some food and fellowship together. Father, we thank you for this evening. Most of all, we thank you for the reason that we celebrate this season, the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, what an amazing thing that only you could do and only you could think of. To bring mankind to you as Jesus came fully God, fully divine, and fully human at the same time. A mystery we don't quite understand, but yet we realize, Lord Jesus, that as a man you died on the cross bearing our sins. And we thank you, Lord, that you substituted yourself in our place. And you took our place on that cross because really the message of the incarnation without the death and burial and resurrection of Christ would be incomplete. And so we know, Lord, that you were born to die for us. We are eternally grateful. We ask your blessing upon this fellowship that we have and the food that we are about to partake of as well. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. And Merry Christmas.